Saturday morning, how are you doing? It's Trina Mara here and we're joined in studio by Joyce McRedman, psychologist and parent mentor. Good morning, Joyce. Thanks for coming back. We didn't scare you off the last day.
No, delighted to be here, Trina.
So we want to talk today about teenagers in relationships and really, I suppose, how young is too young for them to be getting into a relationship? And then if you find out they are in one, dealing with it, because I'm just hearing about 13-year-olds with girlfriends and boyfriends and I'm kind of freaking out at that thought.
Well, look, you know, that's the teenage years are all about relationships, aren't they? You know, you start off, you're in your family situation and it's all about your parents and your siblings. And we talk about with young children with sibling rivalry and all that goes on there. And then probably coming towards the end of primary school, actually, you see kids and they're getting into groups, you know, and really what they're doing is they're kind of checking out the gang, checking out, okay, I can see this adult world coming up ahead of me. I know what level of support I can get from my parents, but what about my peers? You know, can I rely on them for support? Am I okay with them? So a lot in the early teens is around really checking out, am I an attractive person actually? So it's not necessarily that they're looking to be promiscuous, but they're kind of like wondering, well, if I flutter my eyelashes, will anybody notice?
So do you think there is an age that is too young? Because I know somebody and they were 13 and had a girlfriend and the man wasn't a bit happy with this and made him break off with the girlfriend. Should the parents be getting involved and saying, hang on a second here, you need to end that?
Well, look, I suppose, what is it that you're ending? Again, you know, you look at small little children holding hands and you say, isn't that really cute? You look at 13-year-olds holding hands and you think, oh my God, isn't that a bit worrying? So what is it that we're worried about? So I'd be just checking with the teen themselves. You know, look, I see you're spending a lot of time with so-and-so. How's that going for you? Just opening up the conversation.
So not getting involved, not making them break up at the age 13.
Well, again,
I think it's very young, Joyce.
Yeah, but what are you breaking up? What is it that you're breaking up? You know, we're in a, we grow up in Ireland, all right? You know, if you're my generation, I never went to school with a boy. So when I was 13, a boy speaking to me, honest to God, I'd quake in my boots. So my children, when they went to school, they went to a mixed primary school. I can tell you by the time they were in sixth class, they were all flirting with one another. They're just experimenting. But you'd like to be asking and you'd like to have that your children have a sense that their close relationships are at home and that they're expanding out from there rather than not finding intimacy at home and having to seek it elsewhere.
When they're spending a lot of time, say, down the end of the road at the wall with himself or herself or whoever, and possibly neglecting their schoolwork or not doing the sport they used to do or not spending time with family, I suppose that's when you need to worry.
That's when you need to sort of start being curious. As opposed to sort of automatically going to the worrying place, it's to be curious. How is it that they're spending a lot of time out of home? How is it that they're spending a lot of time one-on-one with this other person? If you close down that line of communication, there is nothing surer that they are now going to go for their solace to that one other person with whom they feel comfortable, and it's not going to be you.
How do you talk to them about sex?
Straight out.
Oh God, though. It's mortifying for parents having to bring it up.
Mortifying. Mortifying for parents. I'm an older parent and, you know, I was older coming to parenthood. My kids thought it was, I mean, they're looking at me thinking, oh my God, and you're so old. I'm not talking to you about sex. That's part of the job. You're a parent. You've got to take on these tough subjects. You've got to put it out there. You've got to talk to your kids about having respect for themselves, having respect for other people, being safe, the importance of being safe physically for themselves. You've got to, you know, say to them, all right, just be aware of what you're getting into. Be aware of how important you are as a person. Be aware of what you're sharing with another person. And it's about giving them a sense of value of themselves and their the importance of them valuing other people.
Do you think, you know, if a parent is maybe talking about giving their son condoms or something or giving their putting their daughter on the pill, that they're giving them permission to go out and have sex? Or do you think that it's just making them aware?
I think it's not for anyone to put anybody else on the pill. It's for opening the discussion. Often it will be the child that will come. And I'm using the word child advisedly because they are very young sometimes when they come looking to use contraception. In fact, you'll often find with younger girls that they may not be looking for contraception for the purposes of having sex. They may be looking for contraception for the purposes of managing their periods. They may
absolutely,
be having
yeah.
great discomfort, great pain. And that can be very awkward and embarrassing and unpleasant for them and painful. So again, it's about not jumping to conclusions.
We're in studio with parent mentor and psychologist Joyce MacRedmond. We're talking about teenagers in relationships, whether it is a good idea or not. Still loads more to chat to Joyce about, including who should be having the big talk with them. Is it mom or dad? We're going to continue our chat in just a few minutes on Classic Hits, Something for the Weekend.